If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It says spend a little time in Southern Illinois. Here's Carol Hoffman as part of our Best of the Midwest series with Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau. Hey, Carol, you're on WGN. Thanks for saying hi.
Thanks for having me. I want to let everyone know that it's always a great time to visit Shawnee Forest Country in Southernmost Illinois. But on April 8th of next year, get into the path of totality for the total eclipse of the sun. There's a lot going on in Southern Illinois for the eclipse that weekend leading up to it, and there are packages available and great adventures to be had.
I think of Southern Illinois, too. I used to live in Edwardsville, and I went to school in Carbondale, so I know a little bit about that neck of the woods. And it's beautiful, probably, this time of year. How are the leaves where you are right now?
They're spectacular. Lots of great fall color. We're probably at the peak right now.
Yeah.
But we'll have, you know, great fall color probably for the next couple of weeks.
So we're talking Jackson County, Alexander County, Johnson and Pope County, Pulaski, right, down there?
Absolutely. The lower 10 counties, the very southernmost tip of the state. Yes, SIU is right in the middle of that area and a great hub for a great vacation to explore all the outdoor rec opportunities. They'll also be hosting, you know, a variety of events for the eclipse next April. So we want to encourage people to book their reservations, make their plans now.
Yeah, sure, sure. Although I'm a little surprised that I guess I remember what the last big eclipse was. I don't remember how many years ago that was now, but
seven.
Was it 7 years ago?
August of 2017.
And everybody lost their minds, and a lot of people went down to Southern Illinois to view it there. So we've got another. Is this a total eclipse of the sun? And Southern Illinois will be a good viewing spot for that.
Yes, we're right on the crossroads of the great eclipse again, and this time almost double the time of totality. So 4 minutes and 9 seconds in Carbondale with, you know, varying degrees of that, anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes across the southern tip of the state. And
she just clicked out. Oh, wait, hold on. We still hear you there, or do we? Now she's gone. We've been having trouble with our phones the last couple of days, but I will tell you, just knowing a little bit about that area, Bald Knob is one of the destinations they say you should think about. I'll just read what it says. Get your tickets early to this 360-degree unobstructed viewing experience. There's already been a great amount of interest in this spot-on location. With two tickets, Bald Knob Cross will be a popular spot for viewing the phenomena. Bald Knob is on a hill, and it's this giant cross. It must be one of the biggest crosses in the country, and you can see it for miles. You can go up to the hill, you go up to the cross, and you get this sort of panoramic view of the lush area that is Southern Illinois, Shawnee National Forest and so forth. They say that would be, of course, a good place to view the total eclipse. 4 minutes and 9 seconds. I don't know a lot about astronomy. I don't know who you have to pay off to get two spectacular views in your neighborhood within 7, maybe now 8 years. It'll be April the 8th, but good for them and good for us. We're not that far away. Let's see if we can keep this conversation going. Carol, you still there?
Yes, sorry. Yes.
That's okay. I was just reminding people that I've been to Bald Knob, and I would imagine that would be a great place to view. There's going to be no obstruction on the top of that hill, right?
That's right. It's a great spot for viewing location, and they do have packages available for people that include your glasses and your
right.
T-shirt.
But do you need to sort of get in line for that now? I mean, we're talking about next April. Is it the sort of thing that it's going to be packed enough that people should make reservations now?
Well, it is hard to say. Of course, they are accepting reservations at Bald Knob right now. There'll be plenty of free viewing across the area at various wineries and at the state parks. But yeah, if you want to be part of a specific event, like at SIU or up at Bald Knob Cross,
right,
you probably want to start thinking about getting your tickets as soon as you can. Much of the lodging across the area is starting to book up.
Yeah.
There are still some hotel rooms available. There are packages at places such as Touch of Nature, where you get a three-night stay that includes meals and educational seminars and activities. So there's a variety of different options available for people, and they all can be reviewed on our website, southernmostillinois.com.
Sure, southernmostillinois.com. And they're having a festival, too, at Southern Illinois University all about this. That's a four-day event, but you can sign up for that or specific programs there. And the best place to start is southernmostillinois.com, southernmostillinois.com. All right, Carol. Well, I know that some of my colleagues here are total geeks for this. My sister went down to the last one. So we'll advise people to get online right now and book their reservations.
Right. Once you experience it, you'll understand what the hype is. It really is a fun, neat experience, but you must be in the path of totality. Don't accept 99%. It's not the same thing. Get in the path of totality.
Well, it's funny because I don't remember what our percentage was in Chicago, but we were all very psyched about it, and it was kind of a nothing burger here.
You absolutely have to experience totality. And as it builds up to that, and as the sun starts to become obscured, and then when it's fully obscured, and you can have up to 4 minutes of that before it starts to change, it really is amazing.
Okay. Carol, we'll visit again probably closer to that day. Thanks for giving us the heads up on this one.
Oh, thank you.
Carol Hoffman from Southernmost Illinois.